If your orthodontist said you need microimplants, how would you feel about it? Hey guys! Today we're diving into a study that reveals what patients actually think before and after getting microimplants, from their fears to their final satisfaction. Let's find out how expectations match up with real-life experiences in orthodontic treatment. When I talk to patients about microimplants, the first question is almost always, does it hurt? So we set out to answer that question in a randomized clinical trial. We recruited 28 young orthodontic patients, all of whom needed premolar extractions and anchorage reinforcement for en masse retraction. Each patient received two microimplants, one placed after a small tissue punch and one placed directly through the gingiva. We then compared the pain from those two techniques with the pain from a standard tooth extraction. The results were clear. Extractions were rated as the most painful. Half of the patients described them as very painful. The tissue punch was less uncomfortable, but the least pain of all came from the transgingival microimplant placement. In fact, 30% of patients felt no pain whatsoever. Most described it as pressure, not pain. Interestingly, patients had expected much more pain than they actually experienced. That tells us how much fear and imagination influence pain perception in orthodontics. From a clinical standpoint, these findings are reassuring. Microimplant placement, especially transgingival, is a quick, well-tolerated procedure that patients accept readily. The soft tissue punch adds a step, some swelling, and more discomfort, without any proven advantage. So today, when I place microimplants, I can confidently tell my patients it's far less painful than an extraction and over before you know it. What matters more is precision, hygiene, and communication. When patients understand what's coming, anxiety drops, and so does pain. That's the real takeaway. We can make modern orthodontic anchorage both effective and comfortable. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.